Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
During the Chinese Communist Revolution, the Communist Party issued a ranking of every human being in their jurisdiction along 10 classes. Five oppressor classes and five oppressed classes. I've talked about this a lot on the show. Everybody was ranked. At the same time, they implemented what we call today in America, the dual justice system. So if you were an oppressed class person of a high oppressed ranking and you happened to want to beat an oppressor near to death, well, eyes would be averted. Eventually, the Chinese Communist Party was calling oppressed class people up to the stage and letting them beat and in some cases kill oppressor class people right there to demonstrate there would be no penalty. Today we call this the dual justice system, and the Democrats are very much in the early stages of implementing it. But the key part there is the list. The list. Gosh, that rings a bell. Did Zohran Mamdani not just put out a list of the names and addresses of wealthy people who own a second home in New York? Now, the excuse was, well, we're going to do a special tax on them, on their homes. They shouldn't own them. We object to them owning them. But that is doxing. Everybody correctly called it what it was. It's doxing. It's a hit list. Just like the Chinese. Now, you combine that with the dual justice system that gets worse every day, where you ask, well, if somebody was to break in, set fire, or beat these people, I mean, come on, you're talking about a New York jury here. Well, Zohran Mamdani did put that guy's name on a list, and he just has too many things. He has too many dollars. The one person who nailed what we're looking at with this Zohran Mamdani list was Ted Cruz, and that's because he is only one generation away from communism and from torture and gulags by communists. He remembers, he knows. Senator Ted Cruz nailed exactly what Mamdani is doing with that list.
This is who the communists are. And the word communist sounds jarring, but that is who these people are. Mamdani is not a socialist. He is a Marxist. He's a full-on communist. The DSA candidates that he supported that won in New York are full-on communists. The DSA candidates who won in Colorado are full-on communists. And look, as you know, my family has seen this firsthand. Mm. My father was imprisoned and tortured in Cuba as a teenager. My tia Sonia was imprisoned and tortured by Fidel Castro. This can happen, and this is part and parcel of the strategy. It is identify the people you hate and then harass them, threaten them, and violence is part of the plan. That's not a bug. It is a feature. It is the objective.
Publish the list. Check. Just like China. Violence ensues, which is the plan. Check. That's phase two. Phase three is shock phase. Oh, no. It wasn't my list. That's not any. Ted Cruz gets it. This is what Mamdani's doing. Mayor of New York, commie mayor of New York.
And this is part and parcel of the strategy. It is identify the people you hate and then harass them, threaten them, and violence is part of the plan. That's not a bug. It is a feature. It is the objective. The radical left is perfectly fine with using violence to attack their enemies. They put out a list. That's intended to be a list for their supporters, at a minimum, to go harass these people, but potentially even worse. You remember the United Healthcare executive who was murdered on broad daylight for being a CEO.
Luigi Mangione.
And the left celebrate. You've got idiots with pictures of this murderer on their shirt, idiots getting him tattooed, cheering on murderers.
And remember Tulsi Gabbard highlighting that survey a year ago. Fully a third of Democrat voters believe violence is justified. And they're beginning to do it. And Donnie knows this. Look at Charlie Kirk. They're beginning to kill us. They're hunting us and they're killing us. They absolutely did this during the Russian Revolution too. Same thing. Certain people became targets. And what happened? Well, that you'd get harassed, your house would get burned down, and then eventually the torture squads came to your house and tortured you in front of your family. Police come arrest them. But what if you were on the jury that convicted them? They'll be at your house torturing you in front of your family. What about the judge? Him too. They did it 22,000 times that we know of. Just visit in the middle of the night. Marxist squads, violent squads. Eventually. Didn't start that way. Started with lists, just like in China. Just like Ma'am Donnie just did.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
So, Lee, Senator Mitch McConnell's wife has returned from communist China, leaving her buddies, the Chinese Communist Party, behind. Because, you know, when I have family members who have serious medical issues, I head right for China every time. And I sit down with members of the Communist Party because they're very, wait, no, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't do that. Well, she's back. And as soon as she came back, these are her daddy's friends. Her dad's always been tight with Communist Party members, went to school with several of them, good friends of his, and that's why they gave him a shipping company. And that's why her father then gifted her, Aunt Mitch McConnell, $25 million, after which his view on China, wow, did it change. Anyway, so she came back from China, and look, I can't blame her. I'd like him a lot, too, if they gave me $25 million. Not enough to betray my country, but a lot. She came back, and what was her first thing she did? Propped up the corpse. Because Mitch McConnell's brain dead. He is. Laura Loomer's going to be right about this. She propped up the corpse. Now, this is the video era where everything gets videotaped, right? If you want to provide proof of life that Mitch McConnell is, in fact, you know, coherent, you don't take a picture, an undated picture. You record a video with a timestamp. And all he's got to do, hey, everything's great. I'm getting better. I'll be back soon. Well, no less than the Democrat governor of Kentucky is demanding that. Did you see this?
Yeah, well.
Put out a demand to Mitch McConnell's wife. We need to see video. We don't have to produce a living, breathing body. We need to see video, contemporaneous video with a timestamp, with him speaking words.
Not that he's wrong, but he is a Democrat governor, though.
He is a Democrat governor, right? So the Kentucky, and this is about to get interesting. I'm about to tell you a crazy story, okay? So the Kentucky governor just issues a health ultimatum to Mitch McConnell's wife. That's who he's talking to. I'm calling on you directly and verbally to address the people of Kentucky and provide proof of your capacity to serve or resign. He's talking to Mitch McConnell. Okay. Now, this is where this gets interesting, all right? The date. What is today? The 29th of July.
Right.
If Mitch McConnell is, if the crooked Republican Bush Rove open borders leadership and the Democrats can just hide Mitch McConnell's corpse for another 5 days or so, like, you know, keep it breathing on life support or something.
Weekend with Mitch.
If they can keep the corpse hidden for another 5 days or so, divert, guess what? Nobody finishes out McConnell's term. There's only a few months left in it, right? Like he's done by, you know, through December, basically, through January 20th.
But somehow I sense there's a problem with that.
Right. Now, see, here's the thing. When you look at the evils, okay, like John Thune, our evil Republican leader, and his cabal of people, they keep saying, no, I just talked to Mitch. He's great. He's fantastic. He's totally fine. Yeah, no, he's great. Oh, could you provide like an audio clip of that? No, no, I can't. Something other than a still undated photo? No, no, I can't. Why? They're trying to kill the SAVE Act. Here's why. Mitch McConnell is a no vote, Lee. Mm-hmm. Mitch McConnell is a no vote. If they can hose the public through, you know, get Mitch past August 3rd, there won't be a snap special election to replace Mitch McConnell. See how this works?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem the Crooked Uniparty has is that everybody on the Republican Party list, this is the state party in Kentucky, has said they will vote for the SAVE Act. That is a problem for the Uniparty because Mitch McConnell is a no vote. So they are literally hiding Mitch McConnell's barely functioning corpse. He's said to be brain dead. He is, or he's in bad shape. Because remember, in the Senate, you have to show up physically to vote, okay? It's been the rule since the 1700s. You can't cast your vote from the hospital. So if they can just get past August 3rd, no one fills Mitch McConnell's seat. And guess what? That's one less vote for the SAVE Act. And John Thune, the crooked evil leader of the Republicans in the Senate, can say, I don't have the votes. So sorry. And he'll be right. It's a fascinating situation. It really is. Because they are. They're down a vote. The evil people are down a vote. And they cannot allow somebody to fill Mitch McConnell's shoes. So let me tell you what's going to happen. Susan Collins will win in Maine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Second she wins, she's voted for the SAVE Act before, right?
Right.
She's going to come right in and vote for a clean version. She's already done it. She voted to attach a clean version. She doesn't like the versions with all kinds of weird stuff in it, like, you know, girls' sports and stuff. She votes no on those. But clean version, really? She'll vote for that.
Yeah.
And she's going to do it when she wins in November in Maine, right? Even if we vote before November, she's already voted once for a clean version of the SAVE Act, okay? She'll do it again. This is why I love Susan Collins, man. She does what she can. It's kind of the opposite of some other folks. She runs in Maine, a liberal state. She's one of us, but she can only go so far. And for her to go out as far as she did and vote yes on that SAVE Act to attach it, that was heroic. Because it's going to cost her in that race. But she's in a liberal state. She shouldn't even have that seat. So that's why I give her a lot of leeway, right? Well, she probably will vote with us before November. She'd definitely vote with us after November. So they got to hide Mitch McConnell's corpse. Think who they're helping here. By that, I mean the Republican leadership, right? They're helping Democrats steal elections. They're helping the Democrat Chinese election theft complex. Why? Not passing the SAVE Act. How do we already know how China does this now. Hack the boards of elections, send in the fake driver's licenses, use what? Mass mail-in balloting. And rolls stuffed full of people that are either dead, not real voters, moved, or they're illegal immigrants. We know how they do it. FBI told us how they do it. We have their declassified assessment. That's how China's, you know, try to steal the election for Joe Biden. Don't know if it worked or not. So this is a down-to-the-wire fight for the Republic. And again, all they got to do is hide Mitch McConnell's corpse through August 3rd and hope, I'm talking about the Republican leadership, Lee, hope that they lose the Senate to the Democrats. And they're off scot-free.
It's a complicated process.
It is. And this is, folks, where electing Lindsey Graham's sister is so dangerous. She says she's going to support the SAVE Act in the term she's in now.
Well, in fact, she did co-sponsor it
right.
In the Senate, so there is that.
What will she do next year when she's safe and she's got a 6-year term? If she was against the SAVE Act or obstructed it anyway, at this point, she's done. She knows it. She's going to be on her best behavior till this election. So it's all coming down to a wire. Now, think about this: the woman who just ditched Mitch to run to China. When it became clear he's done, he's brain dead. He can't walk out of that hospital. He's never walking out of that hospital. What's her first move? She goes to meet with Chinese Communist Party bosses, including the vice president, the country Communist Party leader, right? Her? She's doing what? Hiding Mitch McConnell's half-dead corpse. Why? To drag it out past August 3rd. Why? So the SAVE Act doesn't pass. Why? To give the Chinese Communist Party the best chance possible of using their shadow election theft operation in partnership with the Democrats. It's an astonishing story. You start mm-hmm. looking at the dates and you really start looking at what's going on. Now, look what's going on here. Look at the big picture. John Thune is desperate to get out of Washington. He wants a six-week vacation. Well, the rebellion is growing. We're now up to seven senators saying they are refusing to vote to go on vacation for the next 6 weeks. They want to sit there on their asses, which is exactly what they should do, and vote again and again and again and again on the SAVE Act. Because why not? They got nothing else to do but go on vacation. Let's see, Lee. Should we A, save the Republic, or B, go on vacation?
I'm always for the Republic.
Yeah, me too. But, you know, I'm not a U.S. senator.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not John Thune. So that's the game that's being played here. And the Republican leadership is very much on the side of the Chinese and the Democrat Party. But then I repeat myself. Meanwhile, Tim Scott is nowhere to be found. It'd be nice to hear a statement from him like, hey, yeah, we don't need a vacation. We need to save the Republic. But, you know, he's busy, I guess. It's what leadership's called. Senator Scott, like, we could just, like, maybe like a tweet from you. Hey, I'm the eighth vote here. Yeah, I'm not going to vote to go on vacation, or I'm going to support the SAVE Act. I'm going to, like, we shouldn't go on vacation, or no. Busy? Beach trip planned? I get it. I'd love to have a vacation. I haven't taken one yet this year, though, and I'm doing fine. I think you could learn to do without a six-week vacation, Senator Scott.
America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.